was over. Raj couldn't believe he had her to himself. This truly was the most amazing day of his life. His dream girl, finally his wife. Having saved themselves for marriage, this night marked the beginning of their sacred union. Raj watched lovingly as Thea gently removed her gold-finished emerald earrings and set them on a console table, perched on the wall beside their honeymoon suite bed. Her gold bangles tinkled with every move as she removed one earring, then the other. He yearned to be next to her. Raj walked and stood right behind her. Her low-cut gold-embroidered choli betrayed her nervousness as she breathed heavily beneath it. Dia's skin glistened beautifully under the suite's soft amber light. He looked at her reflection in the round mirror, perched above the console table she used to place her jewelry. Raj offered as he stretched his hand to help her unhook her gold-finished emerald Hasli necklace.
Thea had dreamt of this day from the moment she met Raj. Her hands felt gentle as they grazed her skin and unhooked her necklace. The thought that he was now free to touch and explore her completely sent shivers down her spine. He slowly spun her around and lifted her chin to him, pausing briefly as he got lost in her loving eyes.
Raj asked earnestly as he caressed her cheek lightly. He proceeded as he leaned down and paused a few centimeters from her lips. He marveled at her lotus garland, then reached out and pulled it over her head and placed it on the console table next to them, her cleavage now exposed for him. He cupped her face in his hands and leaned in for that kiss he'd longed for all day during the wedding ceremony. His lips touched hers gently, insistently parting her lips as he sucked her moist bottom lip, tasting her vanilla mint lip gloss. He felt the tickle of her breath beneath his nose.
Thea melted in his clasp and felt her entire body tremble, awakening the desires she had fought so hard to suppress their entire dating period. It ended tonight. From that moment on, he was hers and she was his. She felt her nipples harden as their tongues danced hungrily in a hankering rhythm. His warm and firm lips meekly kissed her in passion as he alternated, spooning her top and bottom lip. His arms circled her and pinned her to him. Thea said frantically as she pulled back from their kiss, just enough to look up at his marvelous face. Her hands trailed the back of his head and tousled his hair.
Raj replied lustfully, feeling his cock harden as he inhaled her. He traced her entire face in want, as if reading a map. Her gold-finished emerald mang tikka hang beautifully on her forehead, emphasizing how regal she truly was to him. She almost began to speak, but her words got lost against Raj's mouth. He kissed her fervidly and groaned softly, low in his throat.
Raj unzipped her gold-embroidered choli, and Dia's body trembled in surrender as she felt it come loose. Her vagina felt moist with arousal. As she felt his hard cock poke her between her legs, her gold embroidered lehenga matched her choli. He slowly pulled it off above her head, exposing white lace bra she had saved just for this special night.
Raj said lustfully as his right arm lifted her chin and he bent down to kiss her, softly at first, then with swift calibration of intensity that made her cling to his chest in desire. The air felt warm and smelt woody and vanilla-like. A fragrance emanating from two cinnamon and vanilla-scented candles that lit gradually on the two bedside tables on each side of the bed. Red rose petals covered the bed like a layer of blankets. Raj swooped her up in his arms and carried her to the bed, laying her down gently on the bed of roses that made her look like a dream. She looked up at him in complete want, excited to finally explore him fully. He proceeded to unbutton his gold embroidered sherwani one button at a time, all the while delighting at the sight of his new wife. He unzipped his matching churidar and pulled it off, revealing his bulged cock inside his beige briefs. He was ready and prime for her.
The sight of his naked body made Diya's stomach knot in anxiety. Raj crawled on top of her as she parted her legs on cue. He kissed her lips slightly and pulled back, so he was staring at her.
He said gently as he stroked her cheek.
Diya responded lovingly. Raj slowly removed her mang tikka and placed it on top of the bedside table on his right, as Diya watched his every move intently. She felt him get bigger and harder between her legs. She was ready for him to take her.
Raj settled back on top of her and kissed her forehead gently. He then knelt between her legs and took a few seconds to marvel at her form, from her chest down to her navel. He reached down and scooped her waist with his left hand, and his right hand pulled the nada of her lehenga, and it came loose. Diya moaned softly in angst. He gently pulled off her lehenga below her feet, and her matching white lace panties betrayed her arousal. She was wet, and this made Raj's cock bulge further. He crawled on top of her, positioning his engorged cock between her moist vagina, and slowly rubbed it against her soaking panties, and she moaned, parting her legs wider for him. Raj licked the back of her earlobe and tugged on it gently, hearing her breathing intensify in arousal. He whispered in her ear, his voice hoarse as he sucked and pulled on her earlobe again. Diya whirled and reached down his back with both hands, then pressed his firm ass between her legs, feeling his cock cascade her moist beaver.
Diya moaned. She closed her eyes and felt Raj trail her neck with wet kisses down to her chest. His arms felt strong and masculine as they went below her back and undid her bra. She perched herself to him, giving him more room to unravel her bra. He gently pulled them off and threw them on the floor next to the bed.
Raj swallowed hard and marveled at Diya's fully exposed perky tits, her nipples hard and erect. He delightfully leaned down and took her right nipple in his mouth, sucking and pulling it gently as his hand cupped and circled her other breast. Oh. Dia moaned as she subconsciously perched her body upward and her hand tussled Raj's hair, pinning his head to her breast. He increased his sucking intensity, and Dia closed her eyes and felt her beaver grow wetter with each gentle tag. She glazed her wet vagina underneath her soaked panties against his hard cock, and Raj moaned. He cupped each breast in each hand and squeezed them lustfully, then sucked and pulled on each nipple varyingly.
Dia pleaded. She dug her hand into his briefs and cupped his firm ass harder, feeling their fullness and motion as Raj slowly started rubbing his cock against her soaking panties. She reached around inside the briefs and took his cock in her hand. He was absolutely divine, and she wanted him inside her immediately. She rubbed him gently up to his tip, and Raj moaned in excitement. He muttered between vibrations of sucking her amazing tits.
Raj cupped and kneaded her tits devotedly, then proceeded to place light kisses between her chest down to her navel. He knelt between her and reached down her waist. He slowly pulled off her soaking panties, then threw them on the floor. Her clean-shaved beaver dripped invitingly as she parted her legs for him. He pulled off his briefs under him, and his cock dangled excitedly between them. He slowly crawled up to her, and his cock grazed her soaking juices. He reached down and took it in his right hand, then rubbed his tip along her bridge. Dia moaned and closed her eyes. He pressed inside her gate with his erect cock, and the two grumbled in delight. Oh! Raj moaned and swallowed hard. He pressed further, and Dia wriggled. He asked worriedly as he paused and looked up at her. Dia begged as she parted her legs further, motioning him to proceed. Raj positioned his cock against her gate again and then crawled on top of her, so he was looking into her eyes. He slowly and gently pushed his hard cock inside her and then moaned in unison. Dia grumbled in pleasure, her hands tracing his back and pressing his ass to her with every thrust. Raj embraced her precious frame below him and thrust inside her warm walls again and again until his balls kissed her gate. Oh! He moaned passionately. Dia said breathlessly. She wound her legs around him and embraced him tightly as they got lost in rhythm. He was completely inside her, and his strokes made her entire body shiver in delight. Raj replied earnestly, both feeling their climax approach. Dia whispered fervently in his ear. This statement felt like an aphrodisiac to Raj, and he increased the intensity of his thrusts. Dia shuddered in ecstasy. An orgasm flooded her entire body. Raj followed as he exploded inside her. He pulled out and collapsed beside her. Thea said excitedly, as they both laid on their backs and stared at the ceiling in exhaustion. She proceeded to confess, then laughed lightly. Raj answered as he rolled over so he was facing her. She rolled over towards him and they smiled lovingly. He proceeded, then reached out and stroked her face. He said, this time reaching around her waist and pulling her naked frame to him. Dia said, as she cupped his face with one hand and leaned in to kiss him.
Thank you. Thank you.